Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, we got April joining us. She's on the phone to tell us about how things are going here on second date update with Brian. Good morning, April.
Good morning. Things aren't really going anywhere with Brian, to be honest. Like, he has not messaged me one time since our date a week and a half ago.
Major bummer. And can you tell us a little bit about that date, just so we have a little bit of background?
I mean, yeah, it was all good. We grabbed dinner. We watched a little bit of football.
So how the conversation obviously flowed. Otherwise, you wouldn't be calling us to see Brian again. And I know, and you haven't been, like, blowing up his phone since.
I did not blow up his phone. Yeah. I mean, I left him one message and a voice text, spaced a few days apart. I gave him time to answer. And now I'm just like, this is ridiculous. Can you just get back to me? You know, I don't know what happened.
Right. So getting back to the conversation, where was the connection there with Brian?
It was funny. We actually talked about his year of weddings. So, like, he had a year that he was going to all these weddings a few years back, and mine is this year. So we were kind of commiserating about all that is involved in that. And I'm massing way too many bridesmaids dresses right now. So
do you think all this wedding talk and that you were always a bridesmaid, never a bride, maybe scared him off?
I mean, personally, I don't think so. He was actually the one who brought it up. I didn't even bring it up. So I don't know. Maybe that's why I haven't heard from him. Maybe it freaked him out. I don't know.
You obviously enjoyed your time with Brian, but why do you want to see him again? And why not just let it go?
He is the first guy I have connected with in a really long time.
Okay.
You know, it's hard to have that spark with someone. So I wanted to hold on to it, but he maybe doesn't feel the same way.
Well,
so,
I don't know. Yeah, let's not jump to any conclusions. Let's find out. Let's call. Let's see if he would like to see April again.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Could we speak to Brian, please?
Possibly. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Brian. Bear with me just for a second here. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host a morning radio show on 102.9 The Wolf. And we're trying to help out. And we got to tell you, Brian, we're on the radio right now. We're helping out a listener of ours that you actually met recently. Do you remember a young woman by the name of April and going out on a date with her?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think you watched football and had some great conversation. She mentioned to us, April did, that she hasn't heard back. And that's why we're calling you to sort of see if you could fill us in on how the date went for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, she's a 10 out of 10, all right? No doubt, but the hair of hers is just too much, man.
Wait, the what?
The hair.
Her hair.
Yeah, I mean, look, she has these beautiful, gorgeous curls, but look, I didn't know how high maintenance that is.
Okay, curly hair, I guess, could take some time and patience, but why would that be a problem for you?
Look, not to be a jerk or anything like that, but I had no idea it was possible to put an hour a day into your hair.
What?
Hang on.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. My hair care routine, that's your business? Like, that's bothering you? What's wrong with you?
So, Brian, we talked to April a few minutes ago, and I thought I had her on hold. And anyway, April, so what is this about the hair, April? And you told Brian that it takes an hour to do your hair?
First of all, can I just say how disappointed I am, like, right off the bat?
Of course.
I thought we got along so well. We had a great time. Offends you? My hair routine? Like, I've never heard of something like this before.
Listen, we had a great time. We talked about workout routines, and you said that you had to plan an hour or so to style your hair after.
Okay, but FYI, I only need like 6 to 7 hours of sleep, so I wake up early, I go to the gym, take care of my hair before I start the day. It does not interrupt any of my plans. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, why would that be a problem, Brian? Why do you care?
I feel like I overreacted. You know, I was imagining all of your free time just going into your hairstyling. And
says the man who has, you bragged about 10 minutes to me about how you devote time in the morning to take care of your luscious beard. So,
that's not fair. That's a whole different thing. And besides, I only had this for 2 months.
I know, but still, you take the time to take care of it and groom yourself, so you don't hear me complaining about it.
Brian, you still haven't answered the question why you think...
I mean, a lot of women take an hour to get
ready.
I mean, it's not that big of a deal, to be honest.
What difference does that make to you?
You know what? I don't know what was going through my mind, and it's a feeling.
But you reacted strongly when she told you that, and now you're backing off of that.
I was imagining that she was, you know, all of her free time was just devoted to her hair, and it was very silly of me not to get back to you for that.
Are you making an apology? And if so, you should say I'm sorry.
I am. I'm sorry. Okay. Can you forgive me?
No, I don't think so. I mean, how I spend my time is not your business. It is my business.
Look, I get it. I was wrong. You know, if that means that I can't see you again, then it's my loss. But I hope that you'll reconsider.
It's going to be your loss because I'm going to go with my gut. Thanks, but no thanks. You're a really nice guy, but this is such a turnoff for me.
Yeah, I can't. I got to say, just in listening to this, I kind of agree with you, April, that he would have such a strong. And now he's trying to backtrack a little bit.
Especially, Brian, if you.
And I know we caught you off guard here, Brian.
If you're like, if this beard thing and you're trying to style your beard and like you actually understand and respect, you know, what she's trying to do maybe with her hair.
Yeah, you think you'd understand it even more. Yeah. That would be something you'd connect on and not something it would be a disconnect.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
All right. So he's apologizing, April, but now it's a no for you.
It is a no. Apology accepted, but also, I mean, we're just going to go our separate ways. I have beautiful hair.
Yeah.
I plan on maintaining it, and... I think you're weird.
As long as you get ready on your time and you're there when you show up on time, like if it's a date and you're there, like who cares how long it did take 5 hours?
Thank
who cares?
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, April, we wish you all the best. Brian, listen, sorry to trouble you this morning, but maybe, I don't know, I kind of jumped to conclusions there a little bit. Best of luck in your search, both of you, and keep us posted, April, on how you're doing, okay?
Okay. I will.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being on.
Second date update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They're playing everything country. Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.